a red water bomb exploding on the side of his head. My feet slipped on the heavy mass of failing life and carpeting the ground. I was standing in the middle of the battle. And then I was floating, a witness, a survivor, invulnerable yet impotent. No bullet could pump into me up here, but I had breathed in the insidious death. My hidden wound would do its silent work. The sergeant in charge was drunk on blood, ordering suicidal attacks and brutal butcheries. A little girl ran off into the woods. The sight began to unpick the seams of my own sanity. My brain distended painfully to accommodate a new comprehension of normal, like a balloon bulging too far, too fast. He couldn't be judged. And then it went quiet. There was now only one soldier left. Him. Only him. Me. Only me. A witness. And a perpetrator. My wings, unable to beat strongly enough to keep me above all of this, away I floated slowly down to corporal reality. The world around me was cloaked in silence. Unbearable silence. Incensed fumes, perfumed with death, wafted upwards. An incantation to some god somewhere. A tiny gnat danced in a smoky beam of light. I was taken to a side door, brushed stainless steel.